The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We're fresh off of app madness here. Appetizer madness. Boy, that was a healthy competition down there.
Yeah, healthy, but I feel like we were robbed. I'm going to say it. I'll, you know, put it on paper, although I'm not actually putting anything on paper right now because this is radio.
Yeah.
So putting it in the air.
I thought about this.
I just feel like I think your pizza roll should have done better than third place, but I'm still grateful that we did rank.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we should have been first. Let's be clear about that. But hey, we'll have to talk to Brian about what I could have done better, you know?
I don't think it's anything you did. I think it was honestly just the sliders eked it out. You know, and I did say this to you. I was like, it's going to be a toss-up, I think, between those sliders and us. Now, Cindy and her sausage stars shoved themselves in between us, but I honestly think that that surprised me. I did say they tasted good when I ate it. It didn't have the best appeal visually.
It didn't wow me.
No.
It didn't make me go, wow, what's this and who made it?
Yeah. Like, I need to have more of that.
Yeah. But you know what? Hey, maybe because they were so bite-sized and, like, perfect for an appetizer size, I think people were attracted to that. Here's another thing. I don't like being at the end. You know what I mean? Because people started they should have started from one because we were four, but people started just because of the way it was set up. All the dips were first. So if somebody's putting things on their plate and they realize I don't want to look like a big, you know, hog here,
what?
I'm not going to take all of these. So I think that maybe half the people even tried ours because once they got to that part of the table, they're like, here's some big hunkin' things over here. And maybe I'm just going to have a slider instead.
Except all those things were at the end. Everything that won was at the end. So I don't know that would have mattered too much.
But they might have made a choice to say which large thing am I going to try between the pizza rolls and the slider.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
This is my only defense that I have
your theory.
At this point.
I think it's just, it's the luck of the draw. I mean, on any other given day, it could have been first, I think, for sure. Each one of those top three. One thing we did not ask, again, this was our appetizer competition for the workplace here at Hubbard. Everybody, you know, has been talking about this, gosh, for weeks in the lead up. I would say more than a month, really, in the lead up. One of the things that we didn't clarify with Judge Christy Gavin, our adjudicator, she wasn't the judge, but she sort of counted the votes, was what the spread was between the top three. The top three winners. Because, like, if it was a matter of, like, one vote, were there any ties, right? Like, what was the rundown? And how did the other, like, where did Jason, Alexis, and Holly's wonderful
Dumplin'
recipe?
Spicy dumpling.
Spicy crunchy dumplings. Where did they end up?
I don't know.
You know, these are all great questions.
Did we just lose by one vote?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Mike, how are you feeling about being a winner?
I'm
feeling great. Tell people why you are considered a winner today.
I'm considered a winner because Don and Steve won with the sliders, and they did ask me if I would make, we all made our own little pan of them. And yeah, I really like how mine turned out. Followed the recipe. I honestly think I can make a better version. So the fact that
I need to hear.
Yeah, the fact that this won, I'm like, okay, for me, I could make a better version than what we just had. But hey, I followed the recipe perfectly.
And honestly,
So
the ones that they had a sample first that were like wetter on the top, I liked those better. Was that the one that just they put the honey, or not the honey, the spicy mustard on the top, or?
She might have added, I think Donna did add a little bit of spicy mustard to hers after I said we should definitely go with the spicy mustard.
Yeah.
All said and done. I think she did add a little bit, so maybe that's the one you got.
Now,
mine was just too poppy forward, I felt like. It was a little too nutty.
Poppies? I don't know.
And I got worried because I'm looking at the recipe and I'm like, man, this seems, as I'm putting it on top, I'm like, this seems like a lot of poppy. And then I looked at the picture of the recipe because this is the recipe that she sent me. And there's like poppy seeds all over the top of them. So I'm like, okay, apparently that's the way we're rolling with this one. So
all right.
I was happy with it, obviously. I'm feeling good.
Now, congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
You did walk away a winner this morning and you should feel very proud of your hard work.
And you get one question I had, because we keep hearing these numbers. How many total dishes were there? Did we ever establish?
I don't know, but there were at least nine.
At least nine. That's
know that there was a six
heard.
And a nine, and that's why I think you guys won, because they just counted all the nines as sixes. Well, it's fine.
Whatever it takes.
But we did get listener Allison dropped us an email, and I think she's speaking for a lot of people listening. Are you going to share the pizza roll recipe?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Haven't had time. We just ran up from another building, so.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any expectation that it needs to be right now.
And the winning recipe is on the Don and Steve show page right now.
Oh,
just
great.
Just an FYI. Yeah.
Good for them.
Not that you're bitter, Don.
I was just kind of busy.
Wow. You've been real busy lately. I want to honor
very busy.
All the hard work you've done and
alone.
Attitude. Oh. Tell me more about that. Dawn.
Yeah.
I just want to let the listener know that recipe will go up. But I think, and we should tell Christy this, maybe we can get all the recipes together. Because I bet listeners will want Jason and Alexis and Holly's dumpling recipe.
Yeah.
Along with Mike, Donna, and Steve's recipe. And Brian McNaughton's. It's not.
McNaughton.
I keep making him Irish. It's Brian Naughton's.
Pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls as prepared by the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, really
That's
just
right.
Dawn. Okay. Now, we won third place. Thank you. We got a prize. Do you want to tell people about the prizes we won?
Yeah. We're giving these to Mike.
Are you trying to like butter him up because we feel bad for him?
No, but you said immediately you were going to give yours to him.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Keep it? That looks douchey, doesn't it? I got to give mine too.
Wow, Mike.
And I don't
You put
want
in all
it.
The work. I want you to have it.
No, I don't want it.
Okay.
It's okay. I really do
then
want you to
you
have it.
Talking about it.
Because
like
we have to fill time.
Wow. Well,
but
make the listener feel even better by sharing.
Okay, by sharing. This is Blue Plate. You get a variety of restaurants. He will be getting both are $25 gift cards. Your choices are Three Squares Restaurant, The Lowry, The Free House, Groveland Tap, Edina Grill, Mercury, Highland Grill, or Longfellow Grill.
That's awesome.
That is very awesome. Thank you very much.
And then Don and Steve gave you their gift cards for Red Cow, right?
They did.
That's awesome. So you're going to be eating good this week. We want a full report on all the food that you eat.
We'll do.
Like we do always, because we are a very food-forward program here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. But we are not going to talk about food when we come back. Oh, no. We're going to return ourselves to the regular pop culture madness that we routinely provide. And in fact, when we come back, we're going to talk about a new development in the disappearance of Kate Middleton.
Yes.
More photos have come out that have been doctored by Kate Middleton, and we're hot on that trail. We'll tell you all about it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, My Talkers, are you thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Well, if you haven't heard from David from First Equity Mortgage, where have you been? It's a great time to buy a home, especially with David and his team. And I actually went and saw David when I first moved here. I ended up moving in with my boyfriend and we refinanced with David. It was a great process. He was so happy to even help us, excited to get us the best possible rate. He did it. He was there every step of the way, keeping us updated. And actually, Kirsten B, she said about David and First Equity Mortgage, we had an excellent experience. He went out of his way to ensure we understood everything that was happening. He even gave us advice and recommendations for home insurance brokers and financial advisors. He was extremely thoughtful as well. So do what everyone else is doing. Call David and his team at 763-251-8000 or MyTalk keyword David.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Where is Kate? We still don't know. Mysterious photos of Kate Middleton, photoshopping, possible affairs, death. It's all been a part of the conspiracy theories with Kate Middleton and where she is. And every day we have other stories to share. What is the latest?
Every day. Every day we do have other stories to share, Don.
We do have. Is that grammatically incorrect?
Oh, I don't know.
I just ran from the bathroom, so my brain wasn't fully functioning, I guess.
Well, let me know when you're back to fully functioning.
I am right here. Functioning.
We have been talking about Kate Middleton each and every day. I mean, I've only been back a few days, but I imagine you were talking about her a lot while I was gone.
Yeah.
And that's because there's a lot of conversation around photos that she's posted, which I just find so absurd. Maybe it is because I have been gone for so long that when I come back to the absurdity of the things that we talk about on a regular basis, there is a CNN headline which said, Kate's photo of the late queen was doctored, according to a photo agency, as princess spotted in public for the first time in months. Now, this is referring to the fact that she has been incognito. And the weird thing about this is we've known that she was going to be out of circulation.
Yeah.
As a working royal because of this abdominal surgery. We don't know the actual reasons for it, but we knew that this was going to happen, but yet this absence has really led the internet to speculate about all sorts of craziness. Now, look, I'm here for a good conspiracy theory, but the latest development involves some digital altering that allegedly she has done. And in fact, actual news agencies have taken photos down because these photos that she has shared have been shown to be digitally altered. Mm-hmm. And the latest of these photos was an official photo. And again, this story was on CNN, but this official photo involved a bunch of the kids with the queen before she passed away. Getty Images this time is saying that a photograph of the queen with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren that was taken allegedly by Kate at Kensington Palace last year was, quote, digitally enhanced. And a CNN analysis found signs of alteration in as many as 19 places. And they actually, in the CNN article, circle and lay out all 19 of them.
Yeah. Some of them I can't really tell what they're talking about, but then some of the others are like, okay.
They break them down, and literally, it is the most bizarre. Like, so, okay, let's assume for the sake. Now, remember, with the first digitally altered photo, it was her and her two kids, right?
Yeah.
Or three kids. There's three kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she created one through AI.
No, they're her actual children. Okay. And that one was, you know, like while she was gone, allegedly this photo had been taken while she was out of circulation. And people were like, that doesn't look like Kate. And then they showed all these different parts where, anyway, this photo's from even earlier. But that latest photo, she was forced to, like, through the palace, admit, yeah, I like to change my photos and use Photoshop, which was just a weird admission, right?
Mm-hmm.
For her to make, like, this is all weird. So then this photo, because now everybody's going back through all the photos that she has allegedly taken and are looking at them with a microscope.
So weird.
And so that's weird. But what's even weirder is that look at all of the, like, literally the majority of this photo has been altered, and not in, like, she's using filters to make people look brighter or to remove lines mm-hmm. on their faces, because these are mostly children along with the queen. They're weird things like hair length and shoulders and foreheads, like just bizarre little points that have been altered. It's almost as if she went over this photo with a magnifying glass and a microscope.
Yeah.
To change tiny little things that don't, that seemed very inconsequential. Like I kept looking at this going like, why is she altering any of this? Because everybody looks totally normal and fine and doesn't seem to need like a few hairs moved from one side of their shoulder to the other. Very strange stuff.
Yeah. And you would think that she would want to change the appearance of maybe making the queen smile. She's not. She's just sort of like halfway, like, I'm here and these are, but she doesn't look particularly overjoyed. And so that's the kind of stuff you would think, oh, she turned up the side of her mouth a little bit to make her look like she's sort of grinning a little bit. But no, that's not true. It's like where the light is hitting somebody's forehead. And then they point out those inconsistencies, like the light is coming through the window at it's like a different way on one person's cheek than the other. I can argue with that. Like if you're sitting in a room, light can come in a window and be hitting one place on the floor, which is where the cat sleeps. You know, they
wait,
find
so
a
are
sun
you saying
spot.
That you don't think that was altered or something?
I feel like those things are like, well, light doesn't all have to be coming like you have a big studio light. If it's a window light and there's decorative things on the window, it could be coming in. Just
I guess
at one
I just
spot.
I'm like, I'll let photographers tell me what they think about it. But like, it's clear that there are a number of inconsistencies, like the hair pieces. There are changes she made to the couch seemingly for no reason. Like, why would you be concerned with the surface of the couch such that you would need to alter it? Right. Like there's enough there that it's clear that somebody, and if we're saying that Kate did it, therefore we're saying that Kate made the alterations. Like, I don't get the level of alteration happening in this photo.
And what the
like,
purpose was.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, why did you want to, was there a photo on the mantle that you wanted to remove? Because the mantle, or there's a table that's wavy that they point out in the right-hand corner. This is on our show links page, by the way, if you want to look at the photo, it's the CNN article. It's like, why was that even messed with? A table in the background?
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm like, saying. The majority of the alterations in here substantively do nothing to change the actual photo and do everything to indicate that somebody has way too much time on their hands.
Yes, yes.
So I think this will probably continue, because the story is obviously going to continue. I don't know where this story honestly ends, because every time she posts a photo from now on, mm-hmm. people are going to go over it with a fine tooth comb. And every time she shows up in public, people are now going to question, is that really Kate? And what's actually going on? Right? Like, I just don't feel like there's any end to this conversation.
Maybe she just does it for fun. She's like, I'm going to change. I don't know.
Yeah, but that they're like, sure, with your all your family photos, but things that you're sending out to like a wire service, like maybe just let the press
people. A certain
people,
amount of arrogance, isn't
make
it?
make the press people just let them take care of the photos that get posted, right?
Totally.
It also does. I mean, think about it. The level of detail that she's involving herself in gives you an eye into the kind of person she is behind the scenes.
Yes.
When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, from Kate Middleton's odd photo habits to Blinded by the Item. We're going to do Blinded by the Item when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Alight. You know Alight, the Twin Cities-based organization that spreads out across the globe each and every day of every year to help those who are displaced. I've told you about all the amazing work Alight has done. I've shared with you my travels with Alight. A number of times I have traveled to places like Rwanda and Uganda to see firsthand the work they're doing with displaced persons in that part of the world. But that work continues and it goes on all over the place, including at our very own southern border. So wherever there are folks displaced, Alight has teams on the ground providing things like food, water, shelter, and programming to help them start a new life, sometimes starting new lives in our own communities. But that work, as I said, continues each and every day. And that's only work that's possible because of your support. To help Alight do that work, head to wearealight.org today. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Well, Kate Middleton, there's another photo that she altered. She was seen at a farmer's market, maybe. We're still trying to break that down and figure out, was it her? Was it her body double, Heidi?
You know, where is it? Kate? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. So that's, of course, still playing out because it isn't Easter yet. And that's when they said she would be back.
Do you think she's going to do like a big reveal? She's going to come out as the Easter bunny? Like
I
maybe at
so.
The White House Easter egg roll?
Yeah.
Or whatever they do. Do they call it the Easter egg roll? Because that would be genius.
I think it's the Easter
egg. And then
just
they'd serve
Easter
little egg rolls.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
No, I think it's called the Easter egg hunt. But she could go to the White House Easter egg hunt dressed as the Easter bunny, whips off the hat, and she's like, hi, I'm back.
Maybe the palace has their own Easter egg hunt.
I don't think they celebrate Easter over there.
Why not?
I don't know, because it's some kind of like royal thing.
I mean, it's when Jesus rose from the dead, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think they do that over there.
They don't.
No,
okay.
It's a different culture.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Well,
they have Easter, but they have the Cadbury eggs. That's what they do over there.
Yeah.
They started that.
Well, maybe she'll show up at the Cadbury Egg Factory.
That'd be kind of awesome, like Willy Wonka style, like she's Veruca Salt.
Let's get the Willy Wonka guy that put on that pop-up.
Yeah, he's doing well.
It. Yeah.
That guy.
Well, maybe we have some blind items that don't have to do with Kate.
She's going to walk out with a cane and then all of a sudden, woo, she front flips
yes!
and ready to
oh
go.
Oh my God, she's totally healed.
With Johnny Depp and Timothy Chalamet.
I love it. Let's
and
do
the ghost of Gene Wilder.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's do some blind items. We'll get things started today with this one. Sure, the A-minus list actress won't comment on her relationship because it's not our business. At least that's what she says. Or she won't comment because she doesn't know where things are at on any given day either.
Okay.
So the A-minus list actress won't comment on her relationship because she claims it's none of our business. Or maybe it's just the fact that she can't comment because she doesn't know where things are at on any given day either.
Well, she sounds like fun.
A-minus list actress.
And I would imagine this is a person who... If she's like, this is none of your business, always wants us to be in her business.
Or we're just always in her business, one of the two.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that's a fair.
What, she's an A-minus list actress?
According to the blind item, yes.
Is she mostly a movie actress?
I would say yes, mostly a movie actress,
okay.
Yes.
But has she been on streaming shows?
I think she's done some streaming
okay.
shows, sure.
Like superhero movies or...
Not that one. No, not a superhero. Well,
okay.
Yeah, not a superhero.
Okay.
That was a hesitation.
Because technically...
Oh, is this Dakota Johnson?
Nope.
Oh, because Madame Web is kind of not a...
No, that would be, superhero. that would fall
more
into
overt
into the category. She's been in movies, her two biggest movies do feature science fiction heroes, I guess I'll say.
Oh.
Science fiction heroes.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't go as far as say superheroes.
Do we talk about her relationship?
Yeah.
A lot.
We do.
Like okay. a publationship?
We thought it was.
Oh.
It's been hanging around a lot longer than I think most of us thought. The relationship has.
Okay. Let's see here. Is
A minus list
from
actress.
Dune?
Nope.
Okay.
A minus list actress won't comment on her relationship because it's not our business, or she can't comment because not only do we not know, but either does she know how things are going on a daily basis.
Science fiction
adjacent.
Adjacent.
And there's some science fiction heroes in it,
mm-hmm. like blockbuster films.
Hmm.
How like within the last 10 years?
Nope.
Oh.
Like 20 years?
Yeah, within the last 20 years.
Okay.
I'm gonna check here. Actually, one of the two franchises was exactly 10 years ago.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Nope.
So there were two franchises.
Yep.
Is this a Star Trek?
And I will say the guess you just had, the first name ties to this individual somehow.
Jennifer?
Yep.
Lopez.
Nope. It's not one of her names.
Okay.
One of her biggest roles.
Oh, she played a Jennifer. Maybe? Yes?
I've never seen the show. I think maybe. I don't know. Oh. Yes, she did. She played a Jennifer in a movie that had the name Jennifer in the title.
Jennifer's Body? Megan Fox.
Got there.
Okay. And Machine Gun Kelly.
And again, of course, those roles I was referring to, Transformers from 07, and then the follow-up, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And
10
yes.
years ago, she was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. According to the Blind Item, she's telling us that she won't comment on her relationship because it's none of our business, when in reality, we know that it sounds like she doesn't even know how things are going. On a daily basis between her and Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, they remember all the kissing, vampire kissing?
Yeah, and the exchanging of blood drops and his experience under a banyan tree that was responsible for him.
The ring with thorns, that's my favorite part. She can't take the ring off or else it'll cut her finger open.
Okay.
So good. Yeah. But how do you take it off?
You don't.
I mean, you'd go to a person, a doctor, and go take this ring off of me.
That's stupid.
How did they get it on? Did they build it around her finger? How do you slide it on?
You can slide it on.
No, you slide it on,
that's
right?
Fine. And then when you can't take it off. Think like the prongs are going out this way.
Yeah.
So if you slide, it's fine. But when you pull back, those prongs are going to go right into your skin.
That is not good. Don't do that.
That's not awesome.
Nobody is
be
worth
invented.
That.
Nope. Shouldn't be. All right, let's do another one here. We're all through some blind items today.
Nuclear weapon.
There you go.
Right.
One and one A of what we should not have had. Okay. This B-list, mostly TV actress, has called out an A+/A-list actor for terrible behavior on the set of one of their movies. Yeah, that checks out and surprises absolutely no one. So we've got a B-list, mostly TV actress, calling out an A+/A-list actor for terrible behavior on set.
Oh.
And yeah, that checks out.
I feel like we just saw the story.
Ooh, you may have.
A-list
very
actor.
Possible.
Is this
A+/A-list actor?
The A-list actor a man?
Yep.
Okay. And is the B-minus list, is that an actress?
It's an actress.
Okay.
Yep. So B
calling out a guy.
B-list, mostly TV actress, called out an A+/A-list actor for terrible behavior on the set of one of their films. Yeah, that checks out and surprises absolutely nobody.
Oh.
Well, the only, I mean, I think of like Tom Cruise, but it's not Tom Cruise because it's A-list. It would be A+ list. Mm-hmm. Like there's Johnny Depp.
Yep. There is.
Oh, good job.
You guys,
yeah.
Know any more about Johnny? Heard anything recently about Johnny?
Johnny has been in, he is hanging out with a Saudi Arabian prince.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah.
This was a movie
B-list
over 20 years ago.
Oh.
Mostly TV actors.
And I don't think Keira Knightley?
No, I don't think you're going to get to this one, quite honestly. Most notable, she has roles in Criminal Minds and The Sopranos. The other side of this blind is Lola Guadagnini.
Okay, I don't
know.
Idea.
As soon as you Googled her, you'd know exactly who she was. She's in a lot of different things, but she was also in Blow with Johnny Depp.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And apparently, according to the blind, well, not even according to the blind items, according to her, she at one point said a line, at which point he looked back at her and said, "Who the blank do you think you are? Blah, 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 blah. You're a terrible person." And attacked her, or like not physically, but vocally attacked her. Later on, I guess, apologized, and he said, you know, I was in this accent thing, I was doing this Boston thing, and I just got caught up in the moment, and I apologize.
That totally checks out, because I feel like we've heard these stories about him on set with men before behaving this way and getting into things, so it sounds totally plausible to me.
Yeah.
So apparently, if you're a method actor, you can just be a complete behind
jerk
on set.
I have no patience for that.
Yeah.
I would not. But you can totally smell it that somebody like that would think, oh, I'm entitled to treat people that way.
Definitely.
Oof. I think method acting is okay as long as you're able to not be the bad part of your character offstage. If you just want to stay in the moment and like go somewhere in a corner and be Jack Sparrow or your character in Blow,
sure,
that's fine to keep the momentum going. But like then to like, oh, it's just weird. It's weird. Just act.
There you go.
Or just be nice.
Just pretend to be someone else. That's what your job is.
Let's do another quick one here. We're going to take a little different Blinded by the Item than normal. We'll take a little break here in the middle of it. But let's first, before we do that, let's do a quickie here with this one. Maybe we should actually start to get worried. Mm. When your biggest rival is using back channels to try to check on your well-being, things might not actually be good. Or the rival is just leaking this to prove to everyone she has a heart.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Maybe we should actually be getting worried when your biggest rival is using back channels to check on your well-being. Things must not be good. That or she's just leaking this, the rival, to prove that she has a heart.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm going to make it look like I care about this person that I hate.
Is this Jillian Michaels and Richard Simmons?
No.
That's a good guess.
That's a really good guess, but no.
Okay. Are we talking what? Wait, did you identify what kind of person?
We didn't actually. Maybe we should be getting worried when your biggest rival is using back channels to try to check on your well-being.
Oh, okay.
Things might not really be good. That or the rival is just trying to leak this to let everyone know she has a heart.
So blind items are notoriously rough on this individual.
Yep.
So this sounds very much like Meghan Markle reaching out for Kate Middleton to make sure she's okay.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meghan Markle has been using back channels to try to check in on Kate Middleton to see actually what is going on and if she is indeed okay. Or as the blind item would say, maybe she's just doing this to prove that she has a heart.
It is just so shady.
When did we think she didn't have a heart?
Read the blind items forever.
Which I think is hilarious. But also, like, why wouldn't she just use front channels?
Yeah, like your
she
husband.
Has her phone. Just text her. Hey, Kate.
If you believe it, some of Kate's biggest aides and people right next to her had no idea about the surgery and no idea what was going on and still don't know what's going on.
Like,
so
it's all...
Maybe you had to use back channels.
You know, that's actually entirely plausible in the sense that that would explain why it seems like the palace and everybody else was caught flat-footed on this story because it seemed like nobody was paying any attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden there's a giant scandal.
It just seems, makes it even more curious because... If we believe anything in the crown, the firm is called the firm by Harry and, you know, not the crown, but because it is a machine where it's all thought out and planned to appear for this outside audience to view. But there are a lot of working parts in that. So to have people cut out makes it even weirder, I think, you know, because we believe that everybody's on board with keeping up the lie, whatever the lie
but
is
if
this
you,
week.
I can see where, like, they, that is William and Kate, think, like, oh, we can't trust anyone around us, so we're going to have to keep all this secret. And then that secrecy just, you know, sort of eats upon itself because everybody's trying to figure out what's really going on and nobody's telling the truth.
I wonder if any of these calls are coming from within the house.
Well, like, one of these calls is coming from with inside the house because we got to run. But we'll be back with more of these blind items, juicy bits of gossip, right here on My Talk 107.1.
Welcome back to the show. And we are right smack dab in the middle of Blinded by the Item. It got moved today because we were doing app madness downstairs. So let's get back into it.
Let's keep it going with another blind item here as we will now chat about a... where's it at? There we go. We're going to chat about this blind item. We told you this would happen well before everything got going. The show was canceled a couple nights ago. The arena was not close to sold out as it was advertised, and the A-list musician was too high to even make words, or as they called it, doctor's orders.
Oh.
So we've got a show that, again, the blind items told us this was going to happen before this tour even got started. The show was canceled a couple nights ago. The arena wasn't even close to sold out as they advertised. And the A-list musician was too high to make words, or, you know, as they called it, doctor's orders.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Who's...
voice rest.
Do we know that this person is a drug user? Okay.
No. Have we talked about this person's concerts? Oh. Did we talk about him yesterday? Because didn't we talk about...
Is this a woman?
It's not... Well, it's not obviously J-Lo. Because she does not use illegal substances.
Right. She has to be excellent. Is this Madonna?
What? How did you describe this person?
A-list musician.
A-list musician.
Oh, and they're just there. This was like a pre-show to start the tour, so it hasn't started yet.
Nope, or, the tour started.
Oh, it started. Okay, so this is just
we told you this would happen well before this tour began.
Oh,
the show was canceled a couple nights ago. The arena wasn't even close to sold out as advertised, and the A-list musician was too high to make words, or, you know, as they called it, doctor's orders.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Hmm. Is she like a pop star?
Mm.
Who's touring right now?
More less pop, more R&B, hip hop, rap.
Is this Lauryn Hill?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, like a Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, the correct answer. Two nights ago, and by the way, we did tell you in the blind items that this is going to be a difficult tour to maybe complete because there's been some videos surfacing and some belief that Nicki Minaj is not in a good place right now. Mm. Well, just hours before doors were about to open for a concert in New Orleans, it was an announcement that the concert was canceled due to doctor's orders, and Nicki Minaj would not be able to make the date there. The arena wasn't close to sold out as they advertised. This, again, according to the blind items. And the New Orleans show indeed was canceled.
God, that's a bummer for all the people that did buy tickets. Can you imagine?
Yes.
It'd be so frustrating.
And the people that are getting paid on the tour that are probably like, okay, can we have her monitored during the day? I mean, is it going to get down to that? Where they're like, oh, you want another glass of champagne? Give her sparkling water.
There you go.
I also just love the idea that anyone would take doctor's orders seriously so vaguely. I mean, like, you can hire a doctor to pretty much do anything for you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, can you sign a paper that says I can't perform? Okay.
Right. And maybe her doctor is Dr. Feelgood.
There you go.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil.
Did you know that? Oh, no, that would be worse.
I know.
Did you know that Rocco's dad was a doctor on tours?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's true.
People don't know who Rocco is, but.
Oh, that's right. Rocco works at our building here. I forgot we were doing a podcast within a show.
Let's do another one.
He works with Donna Valentine that we mention all the time.
Mm-hmm. The booking agent for this former A-plus lister had to fight like crazy just to get her up to as high as the fourth line, and in very small print for this annual music festival, she has fallen a long way.
Mm. Booking agent.
The booking agent, of course, we're not looking for that, but the booking agent for this former A-plus list singer had to fight like crazy to get her as high as she was, as high as the fourth line, and in some very small print for this annual music festival, she has fallen a long way. So we've talked about a music festival recently.
Is this Gwen Stefani and Coachella?
It is not.
Okay. Is it Coachella?
It is not.
Okay.
Lollapalooza.
Yep.
You just talked about that yesterday.
I did.
Mostly because I remember you saying Lollapalooza.
Yeah, I didn't say it right.
And I'm 12, so that's what I remember. But I don't remember what we were actually saying about Lollapalooza.
Oh, gosh.
Former A-list singer.
I would say they do in the blind item say former A-plus list singer. Huge deal at one point.
Hmm.
Former A-plus list singer had to fight like crazy, the booking agent did, to get her as high as the fourth line and in the small print for this annual music festival. We know the annual music festival now is Lollapalooza.
Is it Jewel?
Nope.
I will say Jewel.
You're close from the standpoint. It's one name.
Okay.
Cher?
Lord?
That's a good guess.
That is a better guess.
Adele?
Nope. Again, former A-plus list singer.
Yeah, we're just... So if names.
You said close to Lord,
I just mean that's a good
Kesha?
Guess. Somebody.
Oh! Yes.
Oh.
The booking agent for Kesha had to fight like crazy just to get her as high as the fourth line, and in the small print of the annual music festival, she has fallen a long, long way, according to the blind items.
Well, think about like who's like I mean, I think there's real love for Kesha and that she is a talented artist in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being very kind. I don't know why, but that is to just say, like, but who is the audience now that's showing up for Lollapalooza for Kesha? Like, I think it's probably harder to get that audience. So I could see, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Because she was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And she kind of, I mean, rightly, right? She had some struggles and disappeared for a while. Again, rightly so, perhaps. But like that time away takes you out of people's ears.
And I would hate to think that her lawsuit and accusations against Dr. Luke, who, from her account, did awful things.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't change people's opinion of her in any way, because it's not her fault.
It's more likely that just the absence.
Yes, yes.
Created opportunities for people not to know her.
Exactly.
Yeah, she is on the, looking at the billboard right now, or looking on the official poster right now. She's right between Vince Staples and TV Girl.
Who are they?
God, I'm old.
That's the point.
Okay.
Teddy Swims is right ahead of her on the line above.
We know that.
Sexy Red is up there as well. Zedd is up there before that. Deftones, Tate McRae.
Deftones.
And then all of the other big names we heard, like The Killers, Blink 182, SZA, Tyler, the Creator. Metro Boomin' and more.
Where does this Lollapalooza happen?
Chi-Town.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got time for one very, very final blind
item. All right, let's do it.
Let us do it. Let's figure out what we're going to do here. Let's go with this quick one, because it's quick. But just in case of things going south, this celebrity CEO has a doctor with him at all times.
Oh, what is it, Elon Musk?
Yeah,
but what do you mean if things go south?
The blind items. No, I think the doctor probably has some sort of drug rehabilitation shot with him.
Narcan,
probably, because according to the blind items, the celebrity CEO Elon Musk is extremely high and gets sometimes dangerously high at times.
And he said it's good for business.
It's good for business.
There was a
ketamine. Is it? How's his business doing?
Which one?
How's that Twitter?
That one's just a side project that he could just be killing on purpose, just for fun.
He just launched a skyscraper to space and it landed.
Yeah.
That one's doing okay, but I don't think he has a lot of control.
I was
going to
say, I'm not sure he's like involved in daily operations.
Yeah.
I don't think it's easy to land anything in space when you're high.
Yeah.
Must be exciting, though, if it happened.
There you go. You guys did great today. Nicely done.
Good job, Mike, on those juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Listeners, if you missed any of that, you can download your heart's content. We got a back catalog wherever you get your podcasts, or you can download from our website, blindedbytheitem.com. Like, subscribe, tell all your friends about
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.